North Carolina got a federal grant to outsource DNA testing for a portion of the 15,000 untested rape kits that sit on evidence shelves in local law enforcement agencies. But the attorney general says more state funding is needed to test the rest of those kits. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
DNA from sexual assault kits can be a critical clue to finding the perpetrator of a rape and connecting cases. As Lieutenant John Sommerendijk of the Fayetteville Police Department's Special Victims Unit put it,
every rapist is a serial rapist. And second, when we don't test sexual assault kits, when we don't test all available evidence for DNA, we are allowing serial rapists to run free and to continue to rape.
But testing kits is expensive. It can cost up to $700 per kit. The State Justice Department was able to move some money around to outsource the testing of 587 kits. The DNA from those matched 10 profiles already in a database of convicted felons, which can give investigators a big lead. But there are still close to 15,000 kits sitting on police department shelves. Attorney General Josh Stein says a $2 million federal grant will help the state test about 10% of those kits, in addition to training law enforcement on taking a victim-centered approach to sexual assault investigations. Stein had asked lawmakers for nearly $11 million to test those old kits. He didn't get that money and is asking again.
What is clear is the General Assembly must step up. We will never finish testing all these kits without a public commitment to the public's safety.
Another part of the grant will go to ensuring all new and old kits have barcodes so they can be tracked in the state's new system. Since it launched on Monday, five victims had kits collected. Liz Herring was the sexual assault nurse examiner to enter the first one. She runs the program at five hospitals within the Cape Fear Valley Health System in the Fayetteville area.
It was actually very simple. It's easy to follow. We really love the simplicity of the system.
And Herring thinks the tracking system will hold all parties who deal with these kits accountable. In the past, when victims called to find out where their kits were, she had to tell them to call the police.
And I don't like that. I like things, you know, wrapped up in a neat bow. But I want to be able to tell them this is exactly what you do, and you can find out that information immediately. You don't have to, like, chase it down.
Now they can just enter the serial number that matches their kit into a web portal and see where it is. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.